This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Paul Spencer is the founder and editor of The Hook, online at readthehook.com. He joins me every Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock to get the weekend started off right, right here, right now. There is no snow headed this way, is there? Do you know of this? Because you're the snow guy. Cover story in this week's Hook is all about snow and what to do when the snow comes. How to better prepare oneself for a snow event. But unlike last winter, no snow event. We get nothing. We get nothing, Haas. Nothing.
Well, we had a nice snow December 16th.
Yeah.
And that was about it.
We got nothing. That's what I'm saying.
Got nothing.
I'm nothing. And if you're like me, you're ready for a little something. I wouldn't mind some snow on the ground.
Everybody's ready for a little something, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I'm not like those radio hosts who like to speak for everybody. Wouldn't it be nice to have a little snow, though? I mean, it's the middle of January.
I love snow, dude. You're talking to like the snow
apocalypse
guy.
Yeah.
Actually, I just emailed Jerry Stenger, our climatologist at the University
Indeed.
Of Virginia.
Give it up for Jerry Stenger.
Yeah, and I was asking him how much snow we've had. He said that we've only had 3.5 inches, 3.4 in December, and 0.1 this month.
0.1 inch in January.
Yeah. So
that's disappointing thus far.
Yeah, normally we should have 8.2 inches by this point.
If everybody's safe and you got plenty of food and heat and all that, I don't mind being snowed in for a day or two at a time once in a while.
That was the point of my article.
It's sort of fun.
You should own some of that ultra-pasteurized milk so you don't get in a wreck going out to the grocery store or get in a big crowd and go, well, I had to go out. I ran out of milk.
Yeah, yeah. Or just you don't have to drink it.
Or don't drink milk. Drink alcohol.
Or I was going to say water. Or booze. Yeah. If you're hanging out with Hans Spencer, drink some booze. Your booze of choice if you're snowed in?
I like beer.
Beer. You're a beer guy.
Yeah, I like beer.
Bottle or can?
Like a nice bottle.
Do they have beer in boxes now like they have wine?
They should.
Wouldn't that be great? That day has got to come.
No.
Just for a gimmick. Beer in a box.
No, it tastes better in glass.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Is that like a proven thing or just to you, your own palate? Has there been like scientific studies that say, oh yeah, beer is much better than glass?
Dude, ever since I heard about BHP or BHA or whatever that stuff is called,
yeah,
I got a little nervous.
It'll kill you. What's in the plastics?
Bisphenol.
Yep.
It degrades over time and sometimes not even over time. And it's just safer to drink out of glass.
I'm sort of convinced that at some point everybody's going to get cancer because we're just living in such a cesspool of crap. In the food, in the water, in the air, in the medicines.
Okay,
everything.
Okay, easy, boy.
Don't get me started.
Easy down, boy.
Don't get me started. But seriously, you know. So yeah. You prefer beer in a glass as opposed to beer in a bottle.
Correct.
But wait a minute. Bottle is glass.
Sorry.
Last time I read.
Sorry. You were talking about boxes and plastic.
Yeah, I got you all confused. So you don't like it in a can. You're not a guy that picks up one of those suitcases of Budweiser, for example.
Dude, I'll pick up any beer. Even if it's just lying by the road, I'll pick it up. I've picked up all kinds of stuff by the road before. In fact, I was thinking that you ought to be able to eat roadkill.
Why not?
If you drive a place and you see a deer just show up and you had just driven there a few hours ago, that's fresh kill.
Well, don't people do that?
Some people do that, but I mentioned it to a few people and I got really yelled at. Just like when I mentioned in my cover story this week in The Hook that you can drink the water out of the back of your toilet quite safely.
Yeah.
I got a lot of people freaking out at me.
Well, as long as the bowl that the water's in is clean. You're assuming that.
I'm not asking you to drink out of the bowl. I'm asking you to drink out of the tank. Let's get our terminology right here.
Yeah, no. And I meant the tank. As long as the tank is clean, because sometimes people put those cleaning tablets back there that have like all sorts of chemicals in them or
lazy people who won't scrub their own toilet with Comet. Yes. I've heard of people doing that.
But
sure.
Not everybody has a clean tank.
Right.
But, yeah. Well, sometimes those tanks are pretty nasty. But you could get the water out of there and boil it, right? Pasteurize it yourself? Pasteurized water?
I wouldn't even pasteurize it. I mean, the only stuff that's in there are some pieces of steel, a little rubber gasket. You know, unless you like rub the rubber with your finger and it kind of degrades and you see it kind of turn into a cloud.
I think it's still sort of nasty though, Hawes.
It's not.
Drinking the tank water.
It's
I wouldn't drink the bowl water, definitely.
Have you ever seen what's on the inside of the water pipes that supply your house? It's not like they're going to be pristine.
I don't drink that water anyway.
What do you drink, Coy Barefoot?
I drink the water in a bottle that you buy.
Oh, great. So you just landfill all those bottles.
fill it up with get your reverse osmosis water at the Whole Foods and fill it up in a bottle.
Man.
Or a big glass jug. I don't think the water that comes out of the tap tastes very good.
Tastes okay to me.
Is that what you drink?
That's what I drink.
That and beer.
That and beer.
So when's the next snowfall? Do you know? Did Jerry Stinger tell you?
He didn't tell me.
We don't have any idea?
You know, I'm not aware of any big snowfalls coming our way. There's a website I track where they talk about the probability of snow coming, and I just don't see a lot. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I
mean, 5:15.
If you live in Michigan, yeah.
Yeah. Hoss Spencer is live in studio. I can't stop sneezing. I got a cold.
Coy.
I got a cold.
The day I come in here and you're not sick.
What do you mean by that? This has been a rough winter. I don't know why. I've had one thing after another.
Maybe it's all the snow, Coy.
It must be the snow or the lack of beer or something. I'm not quite sure.
No, but you know, you were asking me about snow, and there's actually a nice little snowstorm cranking up over western Pennsylvania, parts of West Virginia, and through Ohio. But
they always slide north of us, though.
Yeah.
Well, we need one of them big old things to come out of the Gulf and dump a couple of feet.
Yeah, well, it's our fault. We didn't live in the right place, Coy.
Yeah, well. What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
We talked with Charles Werner, chief of the Charlottesville Fire Department, at the top of the program today about a trio of car fires, Hawes, in the last 2 days.
Yeah, there has been a trio, and I'm glad he talked to you about that. I'm getting ready to publish a story about alternate theories. There's a fellow I was talking to today who thinks that...
Conspiracy theories about car fires?
No.
It's aliens.
No, he thinks... He doesn't know.
Putting something in your gas tank.
No.
They're probing your gas tank, Hawes.
Yeah, that's not all they're probing, I'm sure. The fires on Route 29 and Kmart, who knows what caused them, but the one at the pumps at the Albemarle County Office Building.
Catalytic converter, they said.
That's what they say, but I saw some interesting YouTube video footage that showed how you can start a fire with static electricity. And it all starts from wearing a big sweater.
We were talking about that, too, because I thought that was an urban legend. And he said, it's not an urban legend. It can actually happen. And you should not get back in your car while you're gassing up.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people are like, oh, it's cold. I think I'll get back in my car.
Well, I'm one of those people, but I
why
don't say
you,
it like
why
that.
Why are you like
I
that?
Say, I'm cold. I'm going to get back in my car. That's what I do. You
really?
Know what I do? Honestly, you know what I do?
What do you honestly do?
I get back in. I close the door. And I have the key on. The engine's not on, but I turn the power to the car on.
Yeah.
So I can watch the little meter go up. And then right before it gets to full, I jump out and go back to the pump.
Wow, you're multitasking or something.
Multitasking. I'm watching it sort of
fill up. You're monitoring it.
I'm monitoring it, and I watch it fill up because it's freezing. It's cold outside. But I always make sure to de-staticize or whatever it is to let that electricity out. I always touch something, even though I thought it was urban legend. You never know.
Oh, so you knew to be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
Well.
Same reason when I was a kid, I never pressed on my temples while I was crossing my eyes because I was convinced they would stick that way.
It doesn't?
It doesn't. I've since tried it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
It's 5:21. We're talking with Hoss Spencer. He's live in studio. So this is a real thing. It causes fires.
Yeah, so you got to discharge your electricity before you go back and touch the nozzle.
Destaticize, yes, exactly.
Is that what he calls it?
Nah, I have no idea if that's the real word.
But you don't want to...
But we could use that word from now on.
We should destaticize.
To destaticize is to discharge the static electricity that's in your body. How do you get it anyway? By rubbing up against a seat?
I don't know. And I want to know, how does that nozzle know when it's time to shut off?
See, that's really...
Isn't that the most amazing thing?
That's a good question. It's the aliens.
It is.
I don't know. That's a good question. How does it know? I wonder if somebody knows that and can explain it to us and play a little Ted Nye, the science guy. Give me a call, 977-1070. We'll give you some Domino's pizza. How does the gas pump know when and how does it shut off?
Yeah, it's like that old joke about, you know, like a cup that'll keep a hot beverage hot and a cold beverage cold.
Amazing.
How does it know?
How does it know? Yeah, that is amazing. You remember McDonald's back in the day when they had keeps the hot side hot and the cold part cold?
Oh, yeah. They had
remember
some
that?
Extra styrofoam container.
It's totally gone now. Where is that?
That was like the McDLT.
Was it?
I believe it was.
It was like the McHot McCold thing.
They put the tomatoes on one side and the burger on the other, and then as soon as you purchased it.
And they would never mix them.
They
wouldn't you mix could them. Mix them.
Yeah.
You had the choice.
You had the power.
You could have it your way, Hawes.
Yeah.
And you could do it today. And you would mix them, and they wouldn't come in, and the lettuce wouldn't get all like
Corey, that
nastified.
That was definitely the McDLT.
Now, are you still a McDonald's guy? Would you still eat a Big Mac? When's the last time you had a Big Mac?
It's been about a year.
Really?
I'll go for Big Mac about once a year.
Didn't give you a stomach ache and make you want to throw up?
No, it reminds me of my youth when I used to think, ooh, Big Mac, that's so big. It looks sort of puny.
Do you remember when 7-Eleven first brought out the Big Gulp? You remember how big that looked? You remember how enormous that cup was?
And now that's like the small, right?
Now when you go to a movie theater and you get a small, it's like bigger than that.
Well, you spill that thing and it's just like Niagara Falls.
Are you want to spill your Cokes? Is that something you do?
No, I don't buy Cokes.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
You buy beer. You sneak beers into the movie theater, don't you, Hawes? In glass bottles, because you prefer it in a glass.
I don't do that, actually.
Charlotte's with us in Charlottesville. How about that? Charlotte, what's going on? Happy Friday.
I do not have the answer for the pump thing for why it shuts off. But it, you know, it has something to do with the gasoline reaching the tip of the hose. But I was calling because I want you to know, first of all, the two of you absolutely make my Friday afternoon drive home.
Oh.
So enjoyable, and I'm really worried about both of you today.
Oh, right. What happened?
I think you've lost your marbles.
Only because we're not with Charlotte.
What happened?
Yeah, I enjoy you so much.
Thank you.
I can't describe it. I just look forward to it so much.
Thank you, Charlotte, so much. I appreciate that. I'm sorry your life is so boring that that you would look forward to us.
They named a city for her.
They did. They named a city after her. How about that? She's very special.
I know. It's good to be queen.
Indeed. Charlotte, have a great weekend.
You too.
And hang Bye-bye. On. Hey, Charlotte, you still there?
Yeah.
Hang on just a minute. You want some Domino's?
Of course.
All right. Well, hang on just a minute, and we're going to give you some Domino's just because we'd like you that much. Channing, Charlotte of Charlottesville is on line one, and she deserves some Domino's. And Greg is on line two in Charlottesville. Greg, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
What's going on?
Yeah, well, you're asking about how does a gas pump know to shut off when you're refueling?
Charlotte said it's because
and
the gas gets up.
I remember from a Car Talk show about 3 years ago.
This is
Click and Clack. Yeah.
We're about to get some brothers. We're about to get some wisdom from the FM dial.
Radio.
Yeah.
And that question came up.
What'd they say?
And they said the gas pump has a sensor in the nozzle that can measure the flow of air coming back out of the tank as you're pumping in. And when it gets to a certain point, that backflow puts a switch inside the nozzle and that shuts it off.
So it's actually measuring air, not the actual liquid. Because that didn't make sense
no,
to me that it would...
the backflow of the air that's displaced by the gas going in.
Interesting. Because it'll always hold a little bit more. Now, Greg, are you one of the ones that when it cuts off, you like give it that little extra volume, make sure it's really filled up?
Yeah, and each time you do it, you have to sort of fight it.
Yeah.
You know, you have that sensation, you take another squirt and then it shuts off again.
Shuts
off again.
I do that. I make sure it's extra filled up.
I don't really understand how they can work that well, but they, in my experience anyway, they really can tell when that tank is getting full.
All right, Greg, it sounds like
Click and Clack says it's they're measuring the backflow of the air coming out of the tank.
Greg, hold on just a minute. We're going to hook you up with some Domino's pizza for that answer. It sounds like a winner to me. So I guess the one at the county office building, Hawes, that sensor was broken.
That's how it appears. It certainly didn't shut it off in
time. So then it wouldn't shut off.
Fuel was flying out of there.
Now, let me ask you, when yours automatically cuts off, do you keep pumping a little bit till it shuts off a few more times?
No comment.
Or do you just take the first cutoff?
No comment.
Are you a multiple cutoff kind of pumper?
No comment.
I have to admit being a multiple cutoff pumper because I sort of keep going and put in a little extra gas.
But you know, the reason you're not supposed to do that is if you overtop your gas, it just goes out onto the pavement. It washes down the storm drains into your local waterways, kills your macroinvertebrates, and ruins our local ecology.
But all right. Well, what did the Earth ever do for me? That's what I want to know.
Supplied all this fossil fuel that you're quickly extinguishing.
We're talking with Hawes Spencer of The Hook. It's Fun Fridays with Hawes. I'm Coy Barefoot. Now, was that one of your favorite TV shows when you were a kid?
The I Dream of Jeannie show starring Barbara Eden and...
Barbara Eden, a guest on this program.
What? Yes. You've had Barbara Eden on your show?
Of course I have. I've had them all. Hawes.
Next thing you're going to
tell me... Barbara Eden and Barack Obama.
I was going to say, have you ever had Barack Obama on the show?
I have indeed. Yes, indeed. Dude. Barbara Eden was on the show because she came to town to do some play, remember?
What?
At the Paramount.
What?
This is years ago.
I missed it.
Back in the 2006s, 7s era.
Wow.
Yeah.
Harper Valley, PTA indeed.
She was so nice. She was very, very nice.
So went in studio?
No, just on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nah.
I called her people. My people called her people.
A phone.
But see, I'm my people. So I called her people.
Corey, the people who love you are in the studio. I hate to tell you that.
I know.
So you...
They have such a short, small
Rick
circle
Britton
of friends.
Yeah.
When they turned off the microphone, they just put me in a closet. Yeah. And I don't have any life. So what was I going to ask you? So did you like I Dream of Jeannie? Were you a big fan?
Loved I Dream of Jeannie.
You're being facetious.
No, I liked it, but I haven't seen it since I was about six, so my standards could have changed a little bit.
I Dream of Jeannie or Bewitched? Pick one.
Both had very hot female leads, so it's hard to say.
But in terms of sitcom ability?
Both were really cool. One, the male was an astronaut, which is extremely cool.
Very impressive.
And on the other, the male was an advertising executive, which, although a little bit less cool, was very cerebral and is connected with things that interest me.
It took Mad Men, I think, to make the advertising executive very cool.
Well,
But you wouldn't know, you don't watch Mad Men.
If racism, misogyny, and daytime drunkenness are your definition of cool, then yes, Mad Men is very cool.
I just like the thin ties.
Same.
Hey, let's do some local news. There's a story coming out of the Valley that I find very disturbing that most people probably haven't heard of yet. This is very creepy. What happened?
Well, it is a little creepy. The allegation, first of all, was that there was a...
It's a shooting, right?
There was a shooting of a 14-year-old boy allegedly trying to break into a house. But then the plot thickened today when the sheriff told the Valley news offices that the 14-year-old boy had been known a little too well by the 48-year-old wife of the shooter.
Oh, man. So a 14-year-old boy shot in the leg while trying to get into somebody's home and shot by the man whose wife... Was having carnal relations with this child.
According to her arrest warrant, when she was arrested in late October, she has a hearing on January 18th. So that's coming right up.
I wonder why this is just now coming out if this happened in October.
That's a really good question. I guess nobody saw the warrant.
You remember that school teacher? When the school teacher was dating the kid? Remember that?
The Samoan boy?
Yeah. Remember that? And there was also...
Mary Kay Letourneau.
There's
a lot of these.
Aren't they together now?
Oh, they're totally married and happy and everything.
Really?
I think so.
That's quite interesting. Mm-hmm. But there was also another one where the woman who was supposedly the older woman was very attractive. Do you remember that?
I thought Mary Kay Letourneau was pretty attractive.
Yeah, I guess she was cute. But I don't know. I'm talking about the other one. It's got to be somebody who knows what I'm talking about. This other one. It's still wrong. I think it's wrong. Don't get me wrong, but this woman was. It looked like she was some movie star. She was even better looking than movie stars. You don't remember this? It wasn't Mary Kay.
I don't know which one that was.
It was some other woman. I can never remember their names.
Hmm.
I don't know. So there's that. That's going on in the Valley. Very interesting. There was the local jail was locked down. Local jail, which includes Mr. Hugley, whatever his name is. That was locked down. What happened?
Well, there'll be no truffles, well, for at least the last 8 days, there'll be no truffles for Mr. Hughley because his parents and all the other people who want to visit their friends and relatives inside the Albemarle-Charlottesville Regional Jail have been kept out. They were on lockdown after an inmate.
What is a truffle?
I was making a bad joke.
I just totally missed that.
Well, you know, like... Like if you're bringing like a normal prisoner gift, it's like a cake with a file in it, right?
Oh, okay.
But if you're bringing Hughley something,
because he's like rich.
Because he's so rich, it's like a truffle. I don't know.
A truffle with
that's a weak joke.
With a gold-plated file in it.
That's right. With some gold leaf, some edible gold leaf on top, and a reduction of
what
caramel
exactly
sauce.
Is a truffle?
Well, the real truffles are these little fungi that pigs find underground in the mountainous regions of France and Italy.
Really? Does it get them high? Is it like eating mushrooms?
It's a delicacy. Oh. It's a very expensive delicacy. But truffle also has come to mean a little chocolate mousse candy thing.
Oh, okay. All
right. But the real truffles were originally like this...
A mushroom.
Mushroom thing. Right. Fungi.
I gotcha. So the local jail...
So the local jail's been a lockdown. The guys can't go and pump iron... And the visitors can't come
lockdown
and
means everybody stays in their cells and no visitors.
No visitors, but the lockdown has ended. It just ended because they were trying to be on the safe side. Apparently, there were these missing 16 to 8 inch metal rods.
Ooh.
Yeah. What happened was they stopped all inmate movement and they were trying to figure out like where the metal rods were and
where were they missing from?
Oh, from a vending
machine. The metal rod closet?
Yeah, exactly. Somebody got into the metal rod, the shiv closet again. Yeah. It was, no.
From a vending machine?
No, the lockdown ended yesterday when they were able to debrief an inmate who admitted that he was messing with the vending machine. He tilted it to try to get some candy, and the rods came out. He told the jail authorities that he was so freaked out that he discarded the metal rods instead of telling somebody.
He like hit him?
That he threw them in the trash.
Oh.
And
you would have thought that would be like the first place they looked was in the garbage can next to the vending machine.
You would think. Maybe they didn't notice them immediately. Who knows?
I never heard of metal rods sliding out of a vending machine if you tilt it. Have you ever tilted a vending machine, Oz?
I've never tilted a vending
machine.
Whether
out of curiosity or anger?
No, I haven't. I mean,
Has a vending machine ever taken your money?
Oh, yeah. But I have seen the little light up on a pinball machine that says tilt.
Yeah, you've seen that.
Remember that?
But no rod slide out.
You have to be like 40 years old or older to know what that means.
I do remember that. But no rod slide out. This is very strange.
Yeah, I've heard people have been killed by tipping vending machines.
Over on atop themselves.
Atop themselves. Like that's kind of, that's one of those Darwin Award kind of things. Like,
yeah.
I didn't get my coke.
And then it comes right down on top of him.
And he gets his coke.
Oh, man. Yeah. I hate the ones that have the little spiral black things that turn and then
yeah,
they
don't always work.
They don't always work. You're right. And you don't have rubber arms. You can't reach your arms up under the door, and then back behind the door, and then up to the level at which it is.
Yeah, because they got that double door to keep you from doing that.
They got the double door. You're right.
Yeah. You know, in the olden days, you used to be able to kind of reach your arm up in the Coke machine, and you could actually feel the Cokes. But there were some
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, there were some Coke. My brother and I, this is going to be a bad confession, but... Back in the 70s.
But this is the place for bad confessions, Hoss.
Oh, Coy,
it's talk radio.
I feel so safe talking to you,
Coy. This is as good as Oprah.
It's just you and me here, right? I can talk about all my crimes.
You just sit on that little yellow couch, get comfortable, and sit back. There's your beer, and you just tell us everything you've done wrong.
Okay. All well, right.
just
in
you
the
and
early
me.
70s, there really was a Coke machine that you could kind of reach in and get a Coke to come out of.
Yikes. And where was this located?
I don't know, man. I still have nightmares about it.
It was in a local jail that you would frequent? Do you feel guilt? You obviously do feel a little modicum of guilt.
I do feel a little modicum of guilt.
But it was a good Coke.
It might have been.
Let me ask you, are you a Coke guy or are you a Sprite guy? Or a Pepsi guy? If you could make your pick, Coke or Pepsi? Really, you have your choice. Coke or Pepsi?
I don't know.
And you got to pick one or the other.
I guess I like those 6.5 ounce Cokes they have down at the Riverside Lunch.
Those little baby Cokes?
Yeah, 6.5 ounce.
That's not enough, is it?
That's enough because that stuff is like pure sugar.
It's bad for your bones, I've been told. Did you know that?
You know, in moderation, I don't see how it could be bad if you have like one a month.
I never buy soda pop and bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't buy Cokes and bring them home.
Mm-hmm. But when you're
but
out
if
on
I'm
the town.
Out. Like I went to El Puerto for lunch today. I had a Coke. It was good. Didn't finish it. It was huge. But That's what I wanted, you know, when I'm out and about.
Oh, yeah. I always get the Coke when I go to Guadalajara on East Market Street.
You do?
Yeah.
You're a Coke guy when you go out.
Oh, no, that's Pepsi, actually. But whatever.
But you get so you are a Pepsi guy over Coke.
No.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Dude, I don't care.
So you don't care. You're one of those.
They're both brown sugar water. It's not really like a connoisseur's dream.
But they taste so different. Oh, see, I'm a Coke guy.
I suppose Coke's
all
a little better. Coke's a little better.
I think it does taste a little better.
But you know, all your Cokes are coming from Richmond now.
Really? Yeah. We don't have a local distributor anymore.
No, the local distributor stopped bottling on Preston Avenue a few months ago.
So they're actually bottled in Richmond?
Yes. They're using that Richmond water.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gross. We're talking with Hoss Spencer. He's live in studio. Do you have anything pressing we need to talk about before we take a very quick break?
I need a manicure. No. I was going to say, I need a manicure, but...
Do you get manicures?
I'm kidding.
I've heard of some men doing that. Be honest, no.
I've never... Give me a break.
You don't?
No.
So you bite your nails? You a nail biter? Be
no.
honest.
No, you know how I trim my nails?
You bite your nails, don't
no,
you?
No, I don't. Dude, I walk down the street, and when I walk by a limestone building, I just...
You do not.
I totally do.
That's how you cut your nails?
Yeah, I never have to use scissors.
You sleep in the woods at night?
No, but if you walk by a limestone building...
You eat roadkill, don't you?
I would if I didn't get the heebie-jeebies about gutting it.
You eat roadkill and you drink toilet water and you cut your nails on the wall. You scrape your nails against the wall. Oh, they got these things now. They're called nail clippers. You can get them at CVS.
No, you know what happens if you use a nail clipper? Sometimes
what?
You like go... Okay, first of all, it makes a horrible click sound that people around you don't want to hear. Second, it leaves nail detritus in your house. And thirdly, every once in a while, it'll shoot a little sliver of nail in your eye.
Oh, so that's why you don't do it.
Yeah, I'd rather just walk by a limestone building.
It's Fun Fridays with Hawes, live in studio. See, I love this show.
What are they saying? So whoop on the beat? Oh, did we already do this one day?
I don't know.
I think we looked it up.
So whoop. So up on your feet.
Oh, that's what it is?
I don't know.
Yeah, we did this. I'm sorry. We're repeating. One day I asked you what that word was.
I think it's so up on your feet.
So whoop on your feet.
So whoop on your feet. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Valerie Bertinelli was a bit of a charmer when we were kids.
Yeah, she
was. Now she's a big fat woman, isn't she?
No, she's beautiful.
Wasn't she like one of those enormous, hey, I lost a lot of weight?
Maybe, but she was smart enough not to invite the cameras in if she, in fact, had ballooned up.
At her worst. What about Christy Alley? You remember her?
Yeah, didn't she even have a TV show called, like, Fat Lady or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for her, though. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
being
know.
Fat is not fun.
No, it's not fun, especially when you have all these cameras following you around. Hey, can I get a picture of your fat? That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful. Gosh. Mm-hmm. But that's the price of fame, Hoss, which you know so well. And you understand that. You can relate to that, can't you? As the founder and editor of The Hook online at readthehook.com?
Yeah. Okay, Coy. Before marriage, guess who she dated?
Who?
Steven Spielberg.
Christy Alley?
Steven Spielberg.
Christy Alley and Steven Spielberg?
No, Valerie Bertinelli.
Oh, Valerie Bertinelli.
And then she married Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah. And then they got divorced, right?
And they got divorced, but not. And then later, Van Halen came to Charlottesville. Remember that?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't hear it. Did you go see it?
I didn't go see it. And
do you see these pictures of Eddie Van Halen? What is it about these old rockers, man? Woo!
Well, listen.
They look rode hard and put up wet, don't they?
They look fine.
Okay.
They were Sorry. Married just a week and a half ago in Malibu. Her new husband.
Well, Valerie Bertinelli got married?
Yeah.
Just a week ago?
Yeah, to a financial planner named Tom Vitale.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. She's cashing in now, huh?
Well, she's the one with the acting career.
Does she have money still from One Day at a Time?
One would think. She was on Boston Legal.
Ooh.
She's been on the Rachel Ray Show.
Have you ever wanted your own TV show? Let me ask you this. If there was a Hoss Spencer show, because we can make that happen. We got public access now.
I'm a radio guy.
Are you a radio guy?
Radio.
What would the show be about if there was a Hoss Spencer show? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hoss Spencer Show tonight.
It would be so lame. Like, okay, now I'm going to trim my fingernails on the limestone building.
And the camera would follow you as you like, walk down the block.
Yeah, that'd be
scrape.
It'd be like Chevy Chase had a talk show for like a week.
It was lame.
It was lame. Everybody was like, okay, thank you.
You were telling me during the break that you know exactly where all the limestone buildings are downtown.
Yeah, I was letting you know.
Seek
I'm not
them out.
Kidding. It is so much easier to just trim your nails while you're walking. And, dude, you're laughing, but this is multitasking.
Let me tell you about multitasking. You know when I cut my nails? Because I do cut them.
When you're whispering sweet nothings into someone's ear.
Red lights. I keep one in the
car.
So
that means you're going to have nasty little fingernails all over your car.
I vacuum my car out. I just vacuum them out. The detritus falls at my feet below the steering column. But I keep one in the car handy.
That's what I used to do before I discovered limestone buildings.
So you recommend this for folks, the limestone.
Well, you got to live near a limestone building. There's only like two or three in all of Charlottesville, so
you gotta be sure to seek one out soon.
Yes,
there you go.
Now the real game begins.
Is that your final answer?
Let's play.
Ding ding ding!
What do we have for Johnny?
Do they still play that game, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Do they do that still? Is that your final answer? Is that still on?
I don't know.
Because I don't have a TV. I don't know.
I don't know. There's a guy from Charlottesville who won like $100,000 on it.
Get out.
10 years ago.
Get out.
Hey,
are you serious?
Some guy just won like $500,000 in the lottery a day or two ago.
Really?
Yeah.
In Charlottesville?
In Charlottesville.
Wow.
I read about it on WINA.com.
Really? Big winner.
Yes.
There you go. Let me ask you this. If you could be on any game show besides Who's Dead or Alive, what would it be? You could be on any game show. $25,000 Pyramid, Tattletales. Remember the old Tattletales? Password. Pick any game show. Tic-Tac-Toe. That was fun. Wheel of Fortune. What would Hoss Spencer's game show choice be?
All those are nice, but I got to go with the one mostly created by the local Fluvanna resident, Julianne Griffin, Jeopardy.
You'd be on Jeopardy.
Yeah, because
could you beat the computer? They just put a computer up there and it won. Did you hear about that? An IBM computer played on Jeopardy.
Sure it did.
Against human opponents and won.
Of course it won.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
So you would go on Jeopardy.
Yeah, but the music is so good.
Would you always remember to put it in the form of a question?
Ugh.
Would you remember, Hawes? Or would you get nervous and forget? And you start blurting out the answers. 20!
Does a chicken have lips?
George Washington!
Yeah, no.
Oh, I meant to say, who is George Washington?
Yeah, I can do that.
Let me ask you this, Hawes. Yogi Berra, he was a baseball player, Hall of Fame catcher for the New York Yankees, later a manager, known for his tortured use of the English language, king of the malapropism or whatever it is. Is he dead or alive? Yogi Berra, dead or alive?
What is alive, Coy?
He is indeed. He's 85 years old. Brent Scowcroft, U.S. National Security Advisor for 41, President George Bush during the Persian Gulf War. Is Brent dead or alive?
Met him when I was in college. I would have remembered if I heard he died. He must be alive.
He is indeed. He's going to be 85 years old. By the way, did you hear about this new astrology sign?
What?
I'm totally serious. They're changing the astrology signs. Those born now between November 19th and December, or whatever it is, I can't find it. Those born somewhere.
Use your microphone, Mr. Barefoot.
They're changing now, the zodiac signs. Those born between November 29th and December 17th are now the sign is of Ophicus.
That doesn't sound good. That's why you need to scrub the toilet.
It sounds like some condition you get, right? Like, that man, I've got Ophicus. I got to see the doctor.
That sounds really bad.
I got Ophicus again, and it hurts. They got a new astrology sign. I'm totally serious. And they're changing everybody else. I'm now a Pisces, which, of course, I'm not at all. Isn't that interesting? Are you interested at all in that? All right. Bob Kane.
And fairies are going to fly out of my ears and tell me what I'm doing.
Not out of your ears. Bob Kane created the character Batman as well as Robin and the Joker. Is Bob Kane dead or alive?
Dead.
He is indeed. He passed on. Poor Bob Kane. Casey Kasem. I don't even have to tell you who he is. He's also the voice of Scooby-Doo. Is he dead or alive?
Oh, I forgot that he's the voice of Scooby-Doo. That is one of his coolest things.
Yeah.
But although he's not doing American Top 40, probably quite as with as much fame and fortune as he used to, he's very much alive.
He is indeed. He's 78 years old. How about that?
It's not that old.
And when you hear him talking now, he's like, Casey Kasem.
No,
he's an old man.
He sounds cool.
You think?
I always thought he had the most interesting voice.
Oh, it was great. I remember as a kid listening to the Top 40 back in like the mid-70s when he would do it.
Yeah.
Just riveted.
Do you remember what he said at the end?
Said something like...
keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Madeline Kahn, comedian, actress, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, dead or alive?
Okay, the reason I know this...
You're like that kid in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire movie, Slumdog Millionaire.
Well,
you always got a story for every...
I won't have to tell you why. First of all, she is dead, unfortunately.
Yes, indeed. But died young, 57.
Uh-huh. But I remember, I think I...
Lizzie, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I sorry.
What?
Sorry, Madeline. Well, I got hoodwinked into believing that... She was in town. Never mind. It's the dumb story. I'm not even going to go there.
Hawes, you don't tell any dumb stories.
It's a dumb story.
A man who controls the growth of his fingernails with a building is no dumb storyteller. So what? How do you know Madeline Kahn? Did you meet her before she died?
No, but apparently she was like lunching on the downtown mall. And
somebody called you. You get all the celebrity sightings.
Right, right. But then somebody said, well, of course she was here. She was lunching with her brother, Realtor Bob Kahn. But... He's just another guy with the last name Kahn.
Oh. Oz, you have a great weekend.
Koi, you have a great weekend.
And keep control of those fingernails.
I'll keep my feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Koi Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Koi Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Koi and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Koi can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.